Hello and welcome to Fake Radio Daily. This is the show that brings you the news from the fictional world while Geek Radio Daily is on vacation. I'm the person bringing the show to you today. I am podcasting's Rich Siegfried.
I mean, I know I have a reputation of being a bit of a Lothario.
No one says that.
Undebatable, but the truth is, I'm kind of in a slump.
On this day in fictional history, in 1431, Joan of Arc, the peasant girl who became the savior of France, is burned at the stake for heresy, thereby eliminating all witches from the world. 1897, Jonathan Harker was assaulted by a lesbian vampire. Harker is said to not have minded so much. That, of course, is from Dracula. 1999, Kevin Myers returns the book, still not having learned that the secret to pleasing a woman is through her heart. From American Pie Presents, The Book of Love. 2009, Letitia Laddie Ortiz is believed to have died in an explosion. I bet she's okay. From Fast and the Furious. 2010, Dave saves Allison from Chad. They find the West Virginia Journal article that makes them realize that the Memorial Day murderer was Chad's father, making him a hillbilly. From Tucker and Dale vs. Evil. And in 2154, Jake records a video log that looks pretty, but ultimately spoils the plot of Ferngully from Avatar. Birthdays? No one of import was born today, unless you were. In which case here, have a high five.
The wonderful Billy Flynn looks at what soap opera's Billy Flynn is doing today. It's your Days of Our Lives Chad update.
Stefan offers Kayla a deal to help with Steve's vision. Put on this wig, pretend to be Abby. Pretend to be her as a different person. Any person will do. He's lonely. Laura helps Abby integrate her personalities, which will lead to her realizing she is actually Charlie, and One-Eyed Jack is coming to get her. Gabby finds herself on the hot seat, and for some reason finds that she likes it. Hope hears stunning news about Ben Weston. His real name is Jack, and he's looking for Charlie. Hashtag Chabby forever.
Join us for the Bicast, a podcast by and for the bisexual community.
We discuss and give voice to all of us under the big umbrella, bringing you information, news, entertainment, and support for all.
You can find us at thebicast.org, at thebicast on Twitter, The Bicast on Tumblr, and Bicast in iTunes. Visit the Bicast page on Facebook and see how you can join the Facebook group.
And remember, you're not wrong, and you are not broken, and you are not alone.
So pull up your favorite comfy chair and relax.
And remember, everybody gets a cookie.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Fake news! Taking a look at the Weekly World News from a certain point of view. An iPad is dropped to Earth from space in a super tough $6 case and survived. Details are coming out that Elon Musk didn't realize that his iPad, containing upcoming top secret plans for new tech, had slid under the seat of his Tesla Roadster before it was sent into space. The case was created by US firm G-Shock. This incident shows off the strength of their super protective cases, which are made from a military-grade ballistic fabric. No one was hurt by the falling mobile device, but techies have recovered the device in a crater near a rocky hillside in the Nevada desert. The top secret plans are currently being shopped around to Elon Musk's competitors. With that information, they might be able to unseat him as the real-life Tony Stark. His search history is currently being offered on eBay, where it has a buy-it-now option of $17 million. German Chancellor Angela Merkel has ordered Greece to sell its islands to raise cash to avoid default and bankruptcy. The Greek state must sell its lands and their top assets, like the Acropolis, said Jim Crowley, a leading member of British Parliament. Merkel feels that Athens must pay for all of the money it has received from ally nations to help it out of its debt crisis. The Greek islands are all Greece has to sell, said an insider close to Merkel. They have no choice anymore. Greece is now for sale. England has already offered cash for Corfu, Crowley told Weekly World News. Greece has around 6,000 islands off its coast, of which only 227 are inhabited. According to the country's National Tourism Office website, Merkel wants Greece to sell 90% of the island, including Corfu, Santorini, Crete, Rhodes, Mykonos, Paros, Ios, Naxos, and Mipos. Merkel is also ordering Greece to sell one of its prized possessions, the Acropolis. The cash-strapped country launched a fresh round of draconian austerity measures in a bid to rein in a ballooning budget deficit that is more than four times above EU limits. But even that is not enough. Merkel will be meeting with Greek leaders on Friday to discuss her demands. Mark Zuckerberg wants to pick up Corfu and Mykonos, and Donald Trump is interested in Mipos. The island of Rhodes has offers from Jay-Z, who wants to rename the island Blue Ivy, and Tyler Perry has a serious offer in on the Acropolis. Only 227 Greek islands are populated, and all the islands will be up for sale, so please keep an eye out for my Kickstarter to raise money to buy the island of Lesbos. And the first International World Watching Paint Dry Championship is being held over the next 2 months. Competition is stiff. Watching paint dry isn't as boring as it sounds, with people around the world posting pictures of themselves staring at walls in order to be crowned the World Watching Paint Dry Champion. The competition has proved popular across the globe, with contestants from the US, India, Russia, Brazil, Australia, China, and Hungary all posting pictures of their paint watching escapades. Those looking to compete in the championships must send in a photo of themselves watching paint dry and state the longest time they've managed to stare at a wall of drying paint without looking away. The organizers will then invite the top 64 paint watchers from around the world to a small town in central England where the paint watching elimination tournament will take place. In the preliminary rounds, a wall will be painted with the favorite color of each contestant, and they will have to stare at the wall for as long as they can. There is a 5-minute break every half hour, and if the paint dries before a contestant gives up, they must continue staring at the wall until all contestants have been eliminated. In the semifinals and finals, contestants will stare at a wall painted with a color they dislike, and they must stand within 6 feet of the other competitors. The winner will get $100,000 and a new coat of paint on their home. The British claim to be the best paint watchers in the world and far outnumber the contestants registering for the World Championship. Ian Chalmers, a 3-time British champion, had this to say. Paint is used throughout the world, so I suppose, in a way, it's no surprise we've had foreign entrants willing to challenge some of Britain's best paint watchers. Unfortunately, Mr. Chalmers will not be returning to represent his homeland as he recently tested positive for Clear Eyes. Strangely, this is a male-dominated event, with no female paint watchers in the competition as of this report. The championship event will be televised globally on ESPN 8, The Ocho. GRD is licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivative Works 3.0 United States license. Come check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and hit up our website at geekradiodaily.com. It's a good place to be. Plus, drop a review on ye old iTunes. It gives us a hand, makes us feel better. Check us out on youtube.com/geekradiodaily. We've got cartoons galore. And don't forget to hit up the Patreon to keep us off the streets and in bars where we belong. If you'd like to reach out to us, send a note to podcast@geekradiodaily.com or give us a call at 510-GRD-CREW. That's 510-GRD-CREW. We'll see you next time that we do.
Showtime. Right after I apply some guy liner.
You done lost your damn mind.
Do you want to go hide thumbtacks in Steve's sandwich?
Cool.
No.
Unfortunately, she's too young to understand that you're a cautionary tale.